Commentator Meredith Gudger is in her first semester of seminary this fall. She spent the whole last year preparing by driving around the country, visiting as many churches as she possibly could, including one small congregation in West Virginia.
McMillian United Methodist Church sat perched on a hill surrounded by a small cemetery, populated mostly by McMillians. The church was small, just one room with a dozen pews. I imagined the scene to come. Mountain people filling the church with their warmth and children and eagerness to be together. I had faith that a church could pull a community of people out of these West Virginia hills. When the first woman arrived, white-haired and sensibly shooed, I explained that I was visiting and that the minister in Charleston had pointed me in their direction. "Oh, someone remembers we're still here," Blanche said. A gray-haired woman named Cassandra arrived and greeted me with, "And? Who are you?" I said, "Meredith? Gudger?" She said, "And?" Where was I? A third woman, Virginia, showed up and reported that someone couldn't make it this morning because her leg was giving her trouble. I realized that Virginia's presence and announcement accounted for the whole congregation. No minister would lead us this morning. McMillian UMC only has a pastor every other Sunday. Cassandra settled at the piano, and the three of us sat right behind her, facing the church of empty pews. Just as we were settling in, Cassandra jumped up. "Got to ring the church bell," she huffed between tugs on the rope, as if it mattered. As Cassandra plunked out the introduction to Onward Christian Soldiers, Virginia and Blanche stood up to sing, as if we were a congregation of 300, not three. I was tempted to feel silly, as if we were merely playing at church instead of doing it for real. We resumed our seats, and Cassandra asked me to lead the prayer, and then it was time for another hymn. Cassandra read a prayer for Christian unity, we sang some more, and church was over. Then Blanche got up and said, "We go over here for Sunday school," and we walked to the other corner of the sanctuary. We took turns reading and discussing a passage from the prophet Ezekiel. My mind wandered from the discussion, trying to picture myself as their every other week minister. I am at the beginning of 3 years of seminary, and my expectations for my career are not grand, but they do involve more than three people. Would I feel stuck here? Unappreciated? Punished? No, I don't think so. I think I'd feel needed, humble, fortunate, even. How lucky I would be to learn about the meaning of a church from three women who have dedicated their lives to one facing an impending death. I left those three women in the West Virginia hills as alone as I found them. If I go back 50 years from now, what would I find? An abandoned, crumbling church surrounded by the dead? It seems likely. But to me, Virginia, Cassandra, and Blanche will forever worship in the hills, the three keepers of the faith, hoping that I might stop by.
Meredith Gudger is a student at Drew Theological School in Madison, New Jersey.